Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We left some things out there last week, as you know, you guys heard us throughout the week talk about it. We made some adjustments. We want to go out there with some energy, and we were focused all week, and it was just great preparation. Went out there today, and we emphasized having fun, and winning's fun, and our defense played well. So, just a great execution by us.
When you left the podium last week, you said a lot of football to be played. You said don't panic. Take us into practice early last week. Is kind of the refocus, the re-energy that you're talking about.
That's exactly what it is. It's a 24-hour window, it's one game, don't panic. We learned from that film, we watched it, we spent the 24-hour window on it, and we moved on from it and dealt with wins, we've dealt with losses, we learned how to do both, and this coming out today just kind of shows, what this team is about. We took a tough loss last week, but we were able to bounce back, and offense came to play, defense came to play, and so did the special teams. So we just want to continue with this momentum moving forward.
As much as the defense gave the offensive team a chance to win last week, you were quick to point the finger at yourself, didn't take the ball away.
Yeah.
That obviously changed today, and it seemed pretty obvious right from the get-go how aggressive you guys were going after. Just talk about that mindset and that aspect of the game.
We talked about last week. Takeaways are a big part of the game. Turnover battle, then you're most likely going to win the football game. So we wanted to come out here this week and we wanted to do just that. I'm not sure exactly how many takeaways we had, but there's a lot of fourth down stops and field, and that's what we preached, and that's what we weren't able to do last week in the second half. So we were just men on a mission this week, and we wanted to come down here and get a win.
Like, you guys had two sacks on the first three plays. Both came out of the secondary. What can you say about the job that Leslie Frazier did, kind of diagramming a game plan this week?
Yeah, Frazier was dialing it up, man. There's a few times we came off the field, and I was just dapping Frazier up because it's just excellent calls. Mixing it up, sending guys. We were able to get a lot of pressure on first, second down, and also on third down, the guys up front were eating. So, just an excellent job by Frazier, and when we have that communication throughout the week of what calls we're going to make, and whether it's first down, second down, third down, we'll all have a good understanding from the coaches to the players. This is how we come out and execute, and this is how we play well.
Did you always notice them get deflated as soon as Tua was knocked out the game? Did you ever sense that? Did you step back?
You don't want to say like you sense that, but you definitely want to continue to put pressure, on the offense, understanding that they're starting quarterbacks out. The backup may have not got as many reps that week, so you just want to continue to put pressure on them, continue to, show different looks and try to confuse them. And, I thought our defense, throughout the whole, we made adjustments throughout the game, and, it was an incredible way to bounce back after last week. And, like I said earlier, we just want to continue that momentum.
Wins are big in this league. Road wins are even bigger, and then road wins against a divisional opponent. I mean, how big is this one?
Yeah, it's big, but it's one game. We want to continue, like I said, continue to carry that momentum into next week. Obviously, anytime you get a win on the road in the division, it's huge. But like I said earlier, a 24-hour window. We got to learn from what, we didn't play perfect at all. There was still some football left out there on the field that we can learn from and move forward and put our focus into Washington.
What is it about you guys playing the Dolphins that you guys have the intro like this? This is six in a row overall, five, six quarters, I think six overall that you guys have beat the Dolphins. What is it about them that kind of brings the best out of you, and how has this been so lopsided the last couple of years, man?
Well, honestly, we just focus on the game. I honestly didn't even know that we've 6-0 against them last. I didn't even know that. That's not something we talk about. We just talk about this game and who they got. They got a lot of weapons on offense. We knew that coming in, so we had to find a way to get pressure on the quarterback so we can limit their weapons. So, we're just fortunate enough to get win number one. We're thankful for that. But like Poe said, 24-hour window. We got to bounce back and move on to next week.
Is a dog. He's a dog. Pound for pound, just the best nickel in the league. Just dude, just comes to work every single day, just believing that he's the best. And I mean, he went out there, and to me, I mean, it was amazing watching him play today. You didn't even got to finish your sentence, but just the way he played today was incredible. It's incredible.
For Greg Rousseau to get a couple of sacks coming back here to Miami, I mean, he's a young guy. What's that say about him? And you know, just what he can mean for this pass rush, which you guys talked about. You know, that was a focus in the offseason, maybe getting a little bit more beef in that pass rush.
Yeah, happy for Greg. We got some guys, some big guys up front that can get out to the quarterback. So anytime we get up by a couple scores and it, you know, force them to one-dimensional football, passing the football, those guys up front are going to eat. So good for Greg, and just happy to see those boys up there eating. No, I didn't know he had a couple sacks. But that's good, you know, good for him coming back home and getting a couple sacks.
Singletary scores on the second snap from scrimmage. How does that change things from you guys' perspective, playing with that early lead?
Just got to keep pushing. It's a long football game. You know, regardless if they scored on the second play or the 10th play, you know, our defense still has to go out there and execute at a high level and continue to keep pressure on them. So it just gives us a jolt, like, hey, let's go. Offense is moving. Like, you know, let's get our side of the football moving too. And, today was a day where offense, defense, and special teams all came together. And everybody was making plays.
Can you guys put into words what it's like when you are riding a wave like that defensively? You're getting out there, and maybe it takes a few series when you feel things are falling into place. But clearly, I mean, you look back, and it seems as though this was just going to be your day. When do you feel that? What does that do for you?
You know, honestly, we felt during the week. Well, I think we were just so focused in the plan that we had in place, the plan that coaches put together. We felt it. We loved it. We loved the calls that Frazier was making throughout the week, and we knew that once we get into the game, we had a clear understanding of what they do and what we're going to do against them. So, obviously the game comes rolling around. You know, you got the nerves. You know, you're not sure how you're going to perform, but, it all starts during the week, and got to give it to coaches for putting a plan together that we can play fast, play smart, and go out there and execute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.